About springtime, I got a Dear Wes letter. Oh, man, I went down to the prayer room and being raised Presbyterian, I tell you what, I out-noised the Pentecostals. I yelled, I screamed, I shook the gates of heaven, I wailed and wept and prayed God would give my girlfriend back, and I grieved so hard, my heart stopped beating. The grief literally compressed my heart, and it didn't skip, it stopped. And it stopped for about 6-7 beats. I waited to fall over dead, and then it started again, and I said, whew, I don't love her that much. I said, I'm out of here. I scared myself so bad. So I really didn't want to go back to grieving because I really got scared. And so I thought, what can I do to get my joy back? I said, I'll buy a bicycle and I'll ride up and down the streets of Eugene, Oregon. In the springtime, the blossoms are out. I'll let the wind blow through my hair. See, I had hair. So I bought a bicycle. Now that night, my friend said, you better lock it up. Somebody will steal it if you don't lock it up. And I, being a country boy, I said, it's God's bicycle. He'll watch over it. And he did. He watched somebody ride it down the alley that night. So there went my bike. There went my joy. So I was determined to be joyful. I wouldn't grieve over that. I just got another bike. And this time I kept it locked for 2 weeks. One day I went in the store. I said, I'll only be in the store for a minute. And when I came out, it was gone. So I thought, I've got to outsmart this wicked world. I'm going to get something to give me joy that they can't steal. And I bought a YMCA membership. And I thought, I'll swim in the pool. I'll forget the bicycles and forget the girl. So I did. I swam in the pool, had a measure of joy. But lots of little kids swam in the pool. And you know what little kids like to do in swimming pools. Well, I caught a terrible throat infection. The doctor says it's strep. And if it gets in your heart, it will kill you. Where do you think you got it? I said, I think I got it in the YMCA swimming pool. He said, I forbid you to swim in the YMCA swimming pool. At 19 years of age, I stepped outside and I said, Dear Lord, I've been trying really hard to be happy down here on earth, but I just don't see how it's possible. Now the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, take your joy primarily from what you give, then you can never lose your joy. And then I had understanding that everything I was doing to get joy was something for me. Something for me, a girlfriend, a bicycle, a YMCA member. Now the Holy Spirit was saying, who can I love? Who can I serve? Who can I bless? Who can I encourage? And as I began to experiment with that, I began to grow in joy. And that's the front of our website, encouragementexpert.com. Who can I love? Who can I serve? Who can I bless? Who can I encourage? Now the Holy Spirit wants to explain the Bible to you. Jesus said, not only will he lead you into all truth, he said he'll teach you all things. So one day I was reading where Jesus said, buy from me a white robe of righteousness so you can cover your shameful nakedness. And he used the word buy. I said, Lord, if it's by grace you save through faith, how can you say buy it? It makes it look like you don't understand your own theology. Why did you say buy a white robe of righteousness when it's a gift from you? Well, the Holy Spirit said, turn to Isaiah 55:1. I turned over there and I read these words. Come to the waters, you who are thirsty, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Now, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would be a well of water welling up to eternal life inside of you. And the understanding just bubbled up inside of me that, folks, listen, when you buy with money, there's an equal exchange of value. The money's worth the milk and the milk's worth the money, and you're only exchanging equal value. But when you come by without money, there has to be an exchange, but it's not equal. So if he said, Lord, give me the love to love my family with, to love my brethren with, to love the lost with, to love my enemies with, and the Lord said, what do you buy it with? He'll say, tell me, I want to know your inventory there. Oh, will you say, I have sadness, sorrow, irritability, anger, selfishness, this big pile of stuff that wants to show him what it felt like? God said, that's called malice. You know, and you describe the negative things in your life, and he'll say, honey, buy it with that. Give me the trash. I'll give you the treasures of my virtues. And I want you to say out loud, I could do that. See, come to the waters. You who have no money, come by and eat. Come by wine and milk without money and without cost. So yes, it's free, but he wants you to exchange what's worthless for what's priceless. Now let's lift our hands and worship him right now. Ask the Holy Spirit to be your teacher and to lead you into all truth, to be your counselor. See, he wants to communicate with you. Then he wants to entertain you. And I've had wonderful joy of seeing people supernaturally healed and people delivered from demons. And I'm trying to stay within the time, or I would take more time to describe that. But I would just tell you that the Lord taught me, if you want me to entertain you, don't let the devil entertain you. So I turn away from the entertainment of the devil, and then I get the joy of being used supernaturally as power flows through us to see all kinds of wonderful miracles. Now, as I get ready to close, I'll begin closing. I just don't know how many closings I have, but we'll start, okay? In Isaiah 33, I wanted to tell you about the fire, a little bit about the fire, because the Lord, after speaking in tongues for many years and having a teaching anointing grow on me and being used to win many souls, the Lord taught me how to love my wife more effectively, and that included helping with the laundry and the dishes. And I was in the laundry room doing laundry in July of 1991 when a fiery anointing came into my right hand, and it stayed. It was a burning, tangible anointing. It began to run up my arms. It got into my feet and began to run up to my knees. Ever since July of 1991, I have felt the tangible fire of the Lord burning in my life. I used to think that every time I felt that fiery anointing, it meant that somebody was there I was supposed to lay hands on. But later I came to believe that it probably had something to do with burning junk out of me. And so when I feel that fire, I just say, Lord, I love you. Burn in me, Lord. Burn through every room. I don't want to let you just in one room and have a fire door. I want you to burn through every room. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord that sounds good to you. Amen. Does that sound good to you? The fire. See, the tongues of fire came to rest on each one. There's a necessity that the fire of the Lord will burn out that which is impure and leave completely the image of Jesus in our lives. And so I've had that wonderful experience of feeling the fire. Now, when I went to Pakistan in 1993, that fire burned so strong I couldn't sleep for 3 days and three nights. And I hadn't slept for 2 days and two nights getting over there. So for 5 days and nights, I did not sleep. I couldn't sleep. The anointing was so strong. So I'd lay awake and pray for Muslims all night long. And 1,000 Muslims came to Christ on that trip. Now let me read you a verse about that fire. Isaiah 33, chapter 33, verse 14 through 17. The sinners in Zion are terrified. Trembling grips the godless. And here's their question. Who of us can dwell with the consuming fire? Whom of us can dwell with everlasting burning? Now that's not talking about the fire of hell. That's talking about our God as a consuming fire, the fire of his holiness. And here's the answer. Who can dwell with the consuming fire? Those who walk righteously and speak what is right, who reject gain from extortion and keep their hands from accepting bribes, who stop their ears against plots of murder and shut their eyes against contemplating evil, they are the ones who will dwell on the heights, whose refuge will be the mountain fortress. Their bread will be supplied and water will not fail them. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty and view a land that stretches afar. I really love that scripture, Isaiah 33, 14 through 17. Because I want to be one that can dwell in the consuming fire. I want to be right at home in God's presence. And that's why I want to say, Holy Spirit, come and correct me. Come and lead me into all truth. Come and teach me. Sure, I want to be empowered to serve other people. I want to be changed. I always pray, take me over, Lord. Take me over. Use me to bring you glory. Hallelujah. Now, it's absolutely in the interests of the kingdom of heaven that you get empowered with that kind of power, that you get on fire with that kind of fire, that you be taught by that kind of teacher, that you be led into that all kind of truth by that kind of counselor. Lift your hands and start praising God. Hallelujah. The good Father wants to give you the best of all gifts. Jesus said it'd be better that I go to heaven, because if I don't go to heaven, if I don't go back to heaven, I can't send the counselor. But you see, Jesus could, like Pastor said, can only be one place at one time in a human body. But now Jesus said when he comes, he said the world can't receive him because they don't know him. But you know him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. That meant he's just like me. Jesus is saying, you know me, so you know what the Holy Spirit's like. Only he's going to not just be beside you, he's going to be in you. Hallelujah. Let's keep worshiping God. Worship God. Yes. Now, he's going to bring glory. He loves to bring glory to the Father. He loves to bring glory to Jesus. And that's where the gifts of the Spirit comes in, the gifts of healing and all those many gifts of the Spirit that do such supernatural things brings glory to Jesus. And so you want to long to bring glory to Jesus, never to yourself, and then you and the Holy Spirit will get along so good. Praise God. Praise God. Now, in just a few minutes, I want to pray for you and lay hands on you together with Pastor and Cheryl. And we'll be asking the Holy Spirit to come upon you in power. When it's all over, you can all pray for me. I would appreciate your prayers. So I don't want to come to you like I'm some superior in any way. I'm just a big fan of the Holy Spirit. I really like the Holy Spirit. And I believe the Holy Spirit will give you a good beginning. And I believe that when we lay hands on you, you'll feel fire. Fire will come in. Fire will be there. But we're going to receive by faith. And then the manifestations are going to increase in your life. They're going to grow. They're going to increase. Hallelujah. If you'll say, Holy Spirit, you teach me the Bible. You come and correct me. Because he'll direct you who to witness to. And he'll begin to, gifts of your particular ministry will start to grow and manifest in your life. Hallelujah. All right, so let's close our eyes today. God saved you so he can fill you with the Holy Spirit. You said, I thought he saved me so he could take me to heaven. Well, yes, that's true. But in Galatians 3:13, it says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law so that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. Shorten that down. Christ redeemed us that we might receive the Holy Spirit through faith. Why did he save you? Well, he wants to get you to heaven. That's one reason. But that reason in Galatians 3, he saved you that you might be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because God wants to bring heaven down and out through you to people on earth. The love of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the truth, the wisdom. Praise God. Let's just worship him now. He's here. You can sense his presence. He's here. And folks, he's the promise keeper. Jesus is the baptizer. Praise God. He knows that you need to hear his voice. He knows that you need his holy fire burning in your life, burning out the junk. He knows the quality of life is measured by fellowship with him. The world needs people filled with the Holy Spirit more now than ever. The world is bumping up against the edges of the Great Tribulation when suddenly billions of people will be killed in a few minutes. If the great nuclear wars were to break out, it wouldn't be millions killed like in World War II. Something like 60 million died then. It would be billions. It would be whole nations perishing at once. Do you think the Holy Spirit doesn't want to have a great revival before all that happens? Of course he wants to have a great and vast move of soul winning. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. The good news of the kingdom shall be preached as a witness to the whole world, Jesus said. And then the end will come. So he wants people anointed. He loves you, wants to coach you in life. But he loves others too, and he wants you to help them. Now, I believe that the Lord has named it clearly through the scriptures. Jesus told all the disciples, go to Jerusalem, get filled with the Spirit. Paul said he saved us, he redeemed us so we could receive the Holy Spirit by faith. Jesus said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? But here's one more scripture to prove it. On the day of Pentecost, as they were all out in the street speaking in tongues because they left the upper room, a great crowd gathered and said, we hear them declaring the glories of God in our own tongues. And Peter began to preach, and he said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is for you. And he said, it's for your children, and it's for all who are far off. That would include Lyons, Oregon. And then he said, the promise is to as many as the Lord shall call. Put your hand over your heart and answer this question. Did Jesus call you to follow him? Has God called you to be a follower of Jesus? If you say yes, then say right out loud with your hand over your heart, then the promise is for me. Hallelujah. Peter was anointed by the Spirit. Peter wasn't preaching a lie. He said, the promise is for you, and it's for your children. It's for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. And right here in Oregon, God is calling people to follow him, and the promise is for you. Now God has named it. You want to claim it. And then you want to have a growing relationship with the Spirit. And I would urge you to read John 14, 15, and 16. Say it out loud. John 14, 15, and 16, where Jesus gives a job description for the Holy Spirit. And then you say, Holy Spirit, I want every part of that. I want you to show me the future. I want you to give me the kind of conviction I need. I want to be used in the gifts of the Spirit. I want you to lead me into all truth. I want you to teach me all things. That's some of the stuff Jesus said the Holy Spirit would be doing. Oh, then tell the Holy Spirit, I want your fellowship every moment, every second. I want to be taken over by you. I want your fire to come. I don't want any impurities in my life. I love to have you burn through every room in my life. I'd like you to lead me into all truth so I don't think I'm spiritual when I'm really being carnal or self-righteous. I'd like to be the real deal, beautiful, made beautiful like Jesus in my character. You see, the Holy Spirit not only has gifts, but he has fruits. Love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, gentleness. And what a wonderful thing to say, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Take me over. I receive you. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have people come forward and stand across the front. The people, first of all, who have never received and never spoken, never let the Holy Spirit come back out, so to speak, and begin to describe God's glory in tongues. Other people who've been filled for years will stand behind you and gently lay their hand on you, but nobody will shake, rattle, or roll you. Then I'm going to have people stand on either side that just want some fresh fire, some new gifting, some deeper walk with God. We're all going to pray in English. I'm going to lead you in a prayer to say, Holy Spirit, come in, take me over. I believe you are. And I'm asking for it, and I'm believing that I'm receiving. And when we say amen, we're going to believe that the Holy Spirit, we're receiving him, and then we're going to begin to praise him. Now, as you begin to praise him, you can start by saying, I love you, Jesus, but you can't speak in tongues and English at the same time. So from after a little while, you have to go with your heart, and speaking in tongues is the human spirit offering praise to God. It's not your mind. Paul said, I'll pray with my spirit and I'll pray with my mind. I'll sing with my spirit. I'll sing with my mind. So from your heart, you aim your heart at God and you begin to describe how beautiful he is in a new language. Every word or every syllable as if you're painting a picture of his glory. I love you, Lord. And you begin to speak in those beautiful languages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You describe his glory. And that'll never leave you. That'll become your prayer language, your praise language, supernatural prayer, supernatural praise. The more you do that, the more experience you'll have with the Holy Spirit's voice and his holy fire and the beautiful manifestations of his gifts going through you to other people. So while your eyes are closed, your heads can be bowed if you'd like. Your heads can also be lifted up like a sunflower looks up at the sun. You can look up to God. Does anybody here need to say, I need to ask Jesus to forgive me and I want to receive Jesus this morning? I want to receive Jesus first so I can get ready for heaven. I want to be made ready for heaven. Wave your hand at me if you need the work of the Holy Spirit to just cleanse you and have you be born again. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. You're going to ask Jesus to come inside. Amen. Be your Savior. Come right up here and hold my hand. We'll do it publicly right here, right now. I met you earlier. Now I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and you just mean it. Say, Dear Jesus, I genuinely believe in you.
I genuinely believe in you.
And I desperately need you.
I desperately need you.
I ask you to forgive me. Just tell him that. Say, I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
And I really mean it.
I really mean it.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
And receive you. Say that. I receive you.
I receive you.
Thank you for coming into me. Say it out loud. Say, thank you for coming into me.
Thank you for coming into me.
Hallelujah. Now let's all pray for you. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before all the angels in heaven. That's why I had him come forward and hold my hand. It's because he's not ashamed of Jesus. Jesus is not ashamed of him. Now, if the devil tries to tell you you're not a Christian, you say, shut up, you lying devil. I came forward publicly. I was not ashamed of Jesus, and he is not ashamed of me. Well, let's pray. For Father, we thank you for our new brother in Christ. We thank you with all of our hearts for him. Hallelujah. And we believe that your Holy Spirit will witness in his heart that he's a child of God, that he belongs to you. You're his salvation. Praise God. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. Praise God. Could I have a couple men just come up and give a hug? And then I'm going to ask, these guys are your brothers in Christ. You're part of a family, my friend. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this man, are you praying to receive Jesus too, my friend? You both are. Well, let's pray together. What a wonderful joy. Would you say this prayer with me? Say, Heavenly Father, we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We really need you, Jesus. We ask you to forgive us for every sin and come into our hearts. Take over our lives. We receive you now. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving our souls. Let's do life together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now start praising him. You see, you'll feel the immediate witness of the Holy Spirit in your heart. The peace will just start growing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The weight of guilt and sin from the past is gone. It's taken off. Hallelujah. Cut loose and gone. Let's lift our hands and praise the Lord. The Lord is going to fill people now for service. He's getting some people ready for heaven, but he's going to get other people ready for earth. Let's stand to our feet, shall we? Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Now wave your hand at me if you've never spoken tongues. I want to see who you are. Wave your hand. Wave it so I can see. Wave your hand. All right. We're going to give you the first place in line, but we won't be focusing on you because once you stand up here, I can just give you a little extra attention. So come and get in position for a miracle. But I'm going to have other people stand behind you and on either side. And when we begin to pray, nobody was going to watch to see what you're doing. So don't be afraid. Just come quickly. Come and stand here. Honored position right here, all right? All right, so get right here. We're family now. We're not going to hurt anybody, all right? Come and stand if you're going to receive for the first time. All right, so we need a straight line, just a straight line right across here, okay? And sweetheart, the promise is for you, right? You heard me say the promise is for your children, and for all who are far off. Now, a lady should be behind a lady, and a man should be behind a man. So there's a man over here, all right? So that's what I prefer is ladies behind ladies, man behind a man. Now, anybody else that's hungry and would like us to lay hands on you and pray the Holy Spirit greatly increase in your life, would you come up and stand here with us? Because I'd like the whole church. I'd like to pray for the whole church. I'd like to pray for every one of you to have a growing relationship with the Spirit. So just press in and get over here on a side, one side or the other. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, just come. Come on. Come on. Jump right up here like you're really hungry for God. Come right on up here like you're really hungry for God. Because gifts can transfer. And I'm going to pray the best prayer I know to pray that you'll be empowered and receive new anointing. So I'd rather have you be a participant than a spectator. All right, are you ready, folks? Now, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. You listening now, everybody? I'm going to lead you in a prayer to receive the Holy Spirit. And you know it's God's will to fill you. So you're just telling him, I'm receiving, no doubt about it, Lord. I'm receiving. I'm receiving you, Holy Spirit. And then we're going to... After we pray that prayer, I want you to start praising God. I want you to start describing how glorious he is. And you're going to sense that the Holy Spirit's going to give you words as if you could paint a picture of how beautiful he is. New words. And then you say them. You begin to describe his glory. It's like you're painting a picture. Now, nobody's going to make you say that. You have to do that, but the Holy Spirit will make sure it's a language. Hallelujah. And that'll never leave you. That'll become your prayer language as well. And then every day you want to pray in the Holy Spirit. The Bible says pray in the Holy Spirit on all occasions. And you'll have a growing, growing, growing relationship with the Holy Spirit. All right, let's pray. And then when we say amen, I want everybody in here to begin to worship in those new languages. Make some noise, because I want everybody to be able to step into the river without any self-consciousness. All right? Then we'll lay hands on everybody. So don't leave. We'll lay hands on everybody. Bless everybody. Now, look, lift your faces up to God. You can lift a hand up if you want to, but just smile at God. Think how much he loves you. As much as he loves Jesus. That's so true. Or Jesus would not have died for you. If he loved Jesus more, the Father would have said, no, I won't have Jesus die for you, because I love him more. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Because why? He loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now let's pray the prayer together. Ready? Everybody say, Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for your great plan of redemption through Jesus Christ. I've been washed in his blood. He has become my righteousness. And he's made me worthy to be empowered for service, so that heaven can come down and through me to bring heavens to earth. God's will on earth as it is in heaven. Precious Holy Spirit, you're the gift of God. I don't have to pay a price. Jesus paid the price for my redemption. So I come to receive freely and eagerly, because I want your truth and your fellowship. I want your teaching. I want your holy fire. Everything that you are, I want all of you. And I want you to have all of me. So Holy Spirit, I receive you to be my counselor, my teacher, and the power within me to bring glory to the Father. Now just breathe in deep and believe you're receiving the Holy Spirit. Oh, just come on in, Holy Spirit. Come on in. Take us over. Fill us up. We believe we're receiving. Thank you, Lord. Now let's begin to let the praise come back out. Aim your heart up towards God. Everybody begin to speak in those new languages and begin to paint that picture of God's glory. Pastor, wherever you are, I want you to come and lay hands on the people with me. In the name of Jesus, let's all begin to pray. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I go ahead and say a new word and let that new word come out to just describe his glory. Masi ashendo alateli mama sata melihatai. Lendo lo shoto padeleteli mama sande shoto sanjetsipa. Le polo elatelimo elipolo sosheto lipopolo capitalo motondai. Go ahead and describe his glory. Oh, he's worthy of empowered praise. He's worthy of this empowered praise. And the Holy Spirit's given you the words to praise him with. Let it come up and out of your heart and describe his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can pray soft or loud. You can pray slow or fast. It's you doing the speaking, but the Holy Spirit's making it a language. Hallelujah. Oh, la masala, escendo lo sote li mamita la sonjeta. Your language will be different than mine, and your mind won't understand what you're saying, but your heart will feel very expressive to God. Very expressive to God. Go ahead and express your heart's worship to God. Just everyone, keep praying in the Spirit. Keep praying now. Hallelujah. Those of you that have been filled before, put some volume to it. Let's fill this house with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Kola masata landolo bodolo talipa sashendele telimbanala matandai. Now, sweetheart, move your tongue and lips and describe to Jesus how much you love him. In that new language, come right up out of your heart. La sotolo pocheta litolo motolo tolo batala telabo mokola eliso shendemina. Just lift your hands and worship him. Lift your hands and worship him. Oh, we love you, Lord. Just take over our lives. Now begin to tell him you love him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy fire is coming into your heart. I can feel it right through my hand going right into you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell him you like it. I like it, Lord. Take me over. Fill me up. Now start telling him you love him. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Lord, bring us into new fire, new walk, new truth, new constant fellowship, and use us more than ever before in the name of Jesus. Oh, use us more than ever before. Fill us with the desire to bring you glory in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lead us into all truth. Make us just like Jesus. Come on, everybody, keep worshiping. Keep letting that praise come up and out of your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, take beautiful gifts of the Spirit and make them known to us in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Now you can tell him how much you love him. You just begin to start. He won't make you speak in tongues. He'll enable you. Hallelujah. He's enabling you right now. So you describe his glory. You speak, he makes it the language. Now let that flow. Ah, let it flow. Kola Masi, we love you. Kala Mashatala Matolo Tolo Mandele Telembo. Oh Malakayem Malasandea. Just describe his glory. Just describe his wonderful glory. Hallelujah. You're good. You're glorious. You're good. We love you. We love you. We want to be brought right into you. Masalita la moshe tolo sotolo limanala dala mahande. Leshe tele kotolo koptalipo masashete mio. Just describe his beautiful glory. Go ahead and describe his beautiful glory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Shandalima, Litala Masai. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. Hallelujah. Now he'll give you a different word or two that your mind doesn't understand, but you're go ahead and as if you're painting a picture of God's glory. Hallelujah. The Spirit's coming into you now. Just let that out. Let that just come out in that beautiful praise. I feel the fire going into you. And you feel that too. It's too late to doubt. You're being filled, aren't you, brother? You're being filled. Now let's describe his glory. I love you, Lord. Ala sashetele telimo motolo kole mandale telima matale momo kolo bosheta la sandale badia. Metolo polo kande and little sweetheart. Just describe his glory now as if you're painting a picture with new words that he's given you. Ashila masanda libata la honda maya. I'll tell you how great you are. I'll tell you how good you are. Praise you, Lord. And dear sister, as you pray in the Spirit, your spirit will become strong and you'll pray through the mysterious answers and you'll feel the peace of God and you'll be in the arena of peace and you'll crush Satan under your feet. Hallelujah. Oh, let that praise come out of you. Let that worship come out of you. Hallelujah. And even if you feel really low, you start praying in tongues. And you pray and you praise him and you utter mysteries in your spirit and you build yourself up on your most holy faith. Go ahead and just let that come. Now, Father, we just pray you'll pour out your spirit on this church in a fresh way to bring heaven down into this area, that the kingdom of God would be manifest and in beauty and truth and justice and kindness and love and power. Hallelujah. And that everything, Lord, we would, as we yield to you, would all be in your coaching and your leading and for your glory. Let's lift our hands. Everybody begin to just worship God. I just want to pray over your whole church. Father, just for all of us, we want to be with you after church is over. We want to be with you in our homes and in every all the crucible of life in the difficult times when we could be angry or irritated or feel despair or hopelessness. We don't want to be separated for one second. We want to abide in you. We want to be given over to you. So Holy Spirit, anything that's not true, sift it out of our life, burn it out of our life. We don't want any excuses. We love to please you. We want to obey you. Hallelujah. Smile at God. Tell him, I love to please you, Lord. I love to please you. Coach me, Holy Spirit. Coach me, Holy Spirit. Coach me, Holy Spirit. Let's adore him now. Just adore him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Lift your hands. See, God created you for a purpose. He created you. He created good works in advance. Before you were ever born, God created works for you to do. He mapped out your life, planned out your life, created you with special talents. Now he'll put his spirit on those and make them come to life in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, set us on fire with your holy fire that we might abide in your presence, be at home in your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and fill us with love so that our hearts are healed from every heartbreak in life, from every disappointment, and we're just left full of love, full of kindness. Hallelujah, full of your character. Praise God. Let's keep adoring him. Just worship him. Describe his glory. Praise God. Now you can ask the Lord for all kinds of things. You need help. You can say, Jesus, you're here. We sense your presence. I need help in this area. Help me, Lord. You can ask for healing. You can ask for guidance. You can ask for wisdom. He's good. Hallelujah. And you know, Jesus said, you may ask anything in my name that the Son may bring glory to the Father. And when you ask for something in the name of Jesus, it gives Jesus an opportunity to grant the prayer and bring glory to the Father, which is what he loves to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I know you have a potluck dinner coming. Is Pastor here somewhere? Pastor, where are you? Come and give us a benediction and tell us what to do next.
Yeah. We want to pray for our brother Wes here as well. And this is a breakthrough day for this church. Amen. The Holy Spirit is going to do wonderful things in this church and in this body, this canyon. Father God, we want to thank you for the ministry Wes has given us today, and we pray for him. We pray for tonight. We pray that your spirit will be poured out. You will touch people again over at Mahima Church. Right now, we just pray your blessing over him. We pray that you're going to open doors for him that no man can shut, that's going to take him where you want him to go, Lord, and just do a marvelous work in him. Thank you for touching each of us here by the power of your spirit. Help us to keep praying in that tongue. Keep praying in the way that your word says. Paul says, I speak in tongues more than you all. And he prayed in tongues. He prayed in tongues constantly. And we pray that we will do the same, that we can receive those benefits each day, the benefits of power, to be useful in the kingdom of God, to be the benefits of truth, so that we know and we walk in the light. Thank you for that. Bless Wes, bless each and every one of us here. And as we go now to potluck, we just give you all the glory and all the praise. Bless our fellowship. And we worship you now in Jesus' name. Amen.